How walkable is your neighbourhood? Are you a walker? Have you noticed how walkable? Do you know what being walkable is as far as your neighbourhood's concerned? I've said it so many times now, I can't say it. The Tasmanian Council for the Ageing are conducting a walkability audit. And Sue Leach is CEO of COTA and would like your input. Welcome to Afternoons, Sue. Great to have a chat again.
Hi, Mel.
Now, Sue, what is walkability firstly?
So it's a great concept to think about your local neighbourhood or community in the context of. Walkable streets are connected, attractive, comfortable and safe. And I think it's really important to consider in light of when we first started to publish this work, we were heading into lockdown period and people couldn't get out to exercise at their local fitness centre and really were restricted to walking in their local neighbourhood. And that's good for some people. I know, you know, South Hobart, for example, has a wonderful track that goes down by the rivulet there, which is just beautiful and a lovely walkable area. But for some areas, some communities, that's a bit more challenging. And things might make walking in your community a little bit more on the unsafe side.
Mm-hmm.
And look, we're really asking people to, you know, if they are concerned about walking in their area or do like walking in their area, but there are some places that they're not so comfortable with, is to encourage them to either do a short postcard version of the walkability audit, or if you really are into this sort of stuff, we do have a longer version that you can either have downloaded from our website or we can post it to people if they're interested. And what we're asking people to do is actually feed that back to their local council. We know these things don't necessarily be able to get solved straight away, but if they can get a picture of what people are feeling in their communities, it could be factored into longer-term planning.
So in terms of walkability, Sue Leach, you're talking about things that are also outside what most people might think was applicable, i.e. footpaths or pathways, but it maybe goes a little further than that. How do you actually audit walkability?
So there's a range of different things that can happen. It's about the structural components. So, you know, if you've got a footpath, is it even or have you got broken components in it? Can you actually walk continuously on a footpath, or is it disrupted in some way and you can only walk continuously on one side of the road, for example? It also takes into consideration, particularly when we've got global warming going on, things like what's the tree coverage in your street? And I know in places like Adelaide, for example, the use of trees is really important to reduce the general temperature, particularly in summer in a community. So can you get from A to B with shade from trees, for example, in during the summer period, for example? Do you feel safe pushing a pram along your local footpath or road area? Is it attractive, for example? Does it give you joy to walk in that area? So are there nice trees or is there local art on the side of walkways?
And so would lighting come into that as well, Sue?
Oh, definitely. And we know that, you know, people, not everyone has a car, so people are reliant on public transport. So if you're using public transport after dark, for example, do you feel safe? Is there enough lighting, for example? So all of those things come into that safe component about walkability of your neighbourhood.
And you're conducting the order, so the Council of the Ageing in Tasmania are conducting the walkability audit. Would you like engagement from all over Tasmania?
Oh, definitely, definitely. We know that, some councils are doing really well in this space. I know that LEGAT are working with some of the more remote and regional councils, because I think in some country towns, for example, it is sometimes challenging to actually have a footpath in place in some of the areas. So how safe do people feel walking along those roads? Mm. And the traffic management in some of those situations can influence how whether people do feel safe walking out and about in their community. So there's a range of different things. And look, this is a really grassroots campaign. We want people from around Tasmania to be involved with it. It's sort of power of the people, Suss Mel.
Yes.
It's impossible for CODA to be able to get out and around throughout Tasmania in this sort of situation. But we've developed a resource that people can use that's nice and easy. The short postcode one is just a yes/no in a general area. Or, as I say, if you want to get together with some friends and do a deeper analysis of the community, you can download the toolkit from our website.
I was going to ask that. So, you know, it is CODA, it is Council of the Aging in Tasmania. Mm-hmm. So you do have a focus there on older Tasmanians. But would you be happy for engagement from all age groups?
Yes, definitely. Livable communities is about a community that's livable for everyone. As I mentioned before, an issue for an older person that has to use a walker to be able to get around is just as much an issue for a young mum who's got a toddler in tow and is trying to push a pram with a newborn. It's a similar sort of situation.
So where can we find the audit? You did say we've got online and we've got hard copy options. Where do we go to, Sue?
So if people are interested in the hard copy, they can call the office on 6231 3265, and our website is all the W's and cotataz.org.au.
Fantastic. Sue Leach, thanks for the update. Greatly appreciated.
Thanks, Mel.
Sue Leach, who is the CEO of COTA, the Council of the Aging in Tasmania, and as you heard, conducting an audit into the walkability of neighbourhoods around Tasmania. Do participate. Those two options there. There is the shorter version, which is just simply a small postcard, or, as Sue Leach said, get together with some friends, fill out that longer one. Well worth it, and that will go some way to letting your local council know just about the walkability and the safety of your particular neighbourhood.